engineer has instructed us to lower the level on the lake a little bit, and that's to do two things. One, we have been doing some repair work to the dam and bringing some soil in to do a little strengthening in the area that where we had to crack. And I'd like to stress that the crack that we're talking about is not leaking water. So it's a dry crack, but it's definitely something structurally that we need to address. So what we're doing is bracing up the dam, and in order to do that, we need to lower the water level basically till we reach parity there. So when the water level and the additional soil level is even is about where we want to be. And that's at the direction, again, of our engineer. So we're going to be releasing water, and the vast majority of people will not see any of that water because it actually just goes into a dry creek for a couple of miles and then dumps into Thompson Creek. We have, of course, notified the state and worked with the county and city. We've met on site, and everybody's looked at it to make sure that there are no problems, and we see none at this point with roads or anything else like that. So it'll be something that's transparent to everybody, but we did want to put the word out so nobody thought there was any kind of issue with the dam. This is actually pump water, so we're running some pumps and control the flow to exactly what we need it to be.
And still no restrictions on the usage on the lake?
No, no. The lake remains at a watch condition, which is the lowest level of concern. So at this point, there's no leakage of the dam. We feel good about it structurally, and we're just doing some work so that you know, we can come in and make the necessary repairs and determine what caused it and make sure that we don't have any issues like this in the future, hopefully.
Any time estimate given by your contractors on how much longer it'll be to complete the repairs?
Well, we think on the dirt work for this, what we call a stability berm, where we're working on the dam, we've got about a 600-foot area where we've moved a lot of dirt in, and we expect to be done there probably in the next week to 10 days with that. And then there'll be an ongoing effort to check the dam and see what needs to be done. And then after that, another set of repairs probably will be necessary, but we just wouldn't have any idea what that is at this time.
The other thing about lowering the lake level, what does that do to your water capacity to cool your towers?
Yeah, we're actually fine on our electric plant there can operate with the lake at a much lower level. And we're actually bringing the level only down to around where it has been in the past. We had been instructed about a year and a half ago to bring the level of the lake up by the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality, the TCEQ. And they had instructed us to raise the level, and so we're really just bringing the level kind of back down to where it was. Is what we're anticipating at this time.
That leads me to wondering, from a cause and effect perspective, if the cracks started occurring after the lake was raised then.
Well, we definitely haven't had this kind of crack before, but at this point, we just really don't know what's causing it. So we definitely have one of the best engineering firms you know, in the state who has always been our consultant for engineering on this dam. And so they're in there looking at it. The dam's been in place for 40 years, and we're definitely, you know, concerned to the point we need to fix it, but we're not thinking that anything bad is going to happen to the dam at this point.